I'm the Ascended Master, Mother Mary, and I come to give you only a brief glimpse of the joy I feel when I hear you recite these rosaries and invocations in the Korean language. My beloved, it is a joy to hear the sound, but it is an even greater joy to experience the love and the fervor of your hearts. With hearts united, is there anything that cannot be achieved? Nay, my beloved, because what is it that causes things to go into a downward spiral? It is always division. And so, as Jesus said so many years ago, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And it is because when you come together in that true spirit of harmony, of oneness, then we can multiply your efforts so much more than when you are not together, or when you are together physically, but you are still divided in the emotional, mental, or identity realms. Why is it that we have talked so much about individuality and the need to express your individuality? It might seem to many as if individuality makes it more difficult to come together in unity. For this person wants to go here, and that person wants to go there, and the third person wants to go somewhere else, and the fourth person wants to go nowhere. And so you end up with this complete state of division that you often see in the West, where what Archangel Michael called the unbalanced expression of individuality has led to this situation where everybody is going in their own direction and people cannot come together behind any single purpose. And it is, of course, because they do not have the single mind individually, because they are so divided within themselves. But do you not see that if you are divided in yourself, if you are a house divided against itself, then you are not truly expressing your individuality? Because your I Am Presence, my beloved, is not divided. It never was divided. It never will be divided by anything that could happen in the material realm. And there is nothing that you have ever gone through in all of your lifetimes in this world that has caused any division in your I Am Presence. So when you begin to tune in to your I Am Presence, then you will not be divided. You will be of one mind expressing your individuality. And when you and you and you and you are of one mind expressing your individual individuality, you will suddenly find that you are not divided amongst yourselves, because you see, as Archangel Michael said, that each of your individualities supplement each other. They each form one single facet of this beautiful glass mosaic, almost like the rose windows you see in the cathedrals, where the many different panes of glass are all part of the whole. But what do the glass pieces do? They color the light that is shining through from the outside, and in this case, from the ascended realm. You are all individual facets of the mind of God, the body of God on earth. It is when you can see yourselves as such that you can truly be the open doors from the light coming from the ascended realm. And it is this combination of the light that you have garnered over embodiments, multiplied by the light that we are, that truly makes a difference on planet Earth. It is this interchange, this figure eight flow, that scares the fallen beings more than any other factor. My beloved, there are fallen beings, both in and out of embodiment, who believe they have control over the earth. They believe that whatever can happen, they can control it, that nothing can really surprise them. But I tell you that when enough people unify through their individuality, and when you unify with us, then the fallen beings will not be able to control it. It will be a factor that they cannot deal with, because there is no way to control it from their level of consciousness, and they are not willing to transcend their level of consciousness. Even if they were willing to transcend their level of consciousness, there, of course, would not be a way to control the release of light, for it is entirely within the law of free will that a group of people stand up and say, no more, we do not accept this manifestation in the physical realm. And therefore, I ask you to affirm with me that there shall never again be war on the Korean Peninsula. And I will therefore ask you three times, and then you will answer me in your own language. Yes, that is, of course, if you agree that there shall never again be war on the Korean Peninsula. If you do not agree, I ask you to kindly remain silent. So I now ask you, do you accept that there will never again be war on the Korean Peninsula?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Do you accept that there will never again be war on the Korean Peninsula?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you accept that there will never again be war on the Korean Peninsula?
Yes.
And then we will say it one more time to bring it down into the physical octave. Do you accept that there will never again be war on the Korean Peninsula?
Yes!
I, Mother Mary, also accept that there will never again be war on the Korean Peninsula. And all members of the Ascended Masters accept that there will never again be war on the Korean Peninsula. And through this agreement, through this agreement of you here below and us above, we will now all accept in our hearts that it is a manifest reality. And so, my beloved, you see that even though there are those who will say that these are empty words, I assure you that they are not empty when they are endowed with the fire of your heart. Those, of course, who do not recognize the fire of the heart will not be able to see why the words are not empty. But, my beloved, let them have their way. Let them go their way, and you go the higher way of oneness, oneness with each other, oneness with the ascended host, whereby we will change the earth so that those who will not come up higher will have to go to another planet. And therefore, this planet will be free from that consciousness that has caused so much division, so much conflict, so much warfare. But it shall be no more on the Korean Peninsula. And therefore I say to the people on this peninsula who are trapped in the warring consciousness, I now serve you notice. You have a last opportunity to let go of that consciousness, or you will be taken out of embodiment before you would think it possible. For I pronounce the judgment of the Divine Mother upon those who are in the warring consciousness, be they in and out of embodiment, be they on the Korean Peninsula or in other nations where they are seeking to maintain a state of conflict on this peninsula. For we have now claimed the Korean Peninsula for the Divine Mother and the cause of peace. And therefore, it is manifest. It is manifest. For your hearts and my heart have spoken it in the physical.